Hello, my self-care socials. Guess who's back? It's me, Brenda Lee, your host. And guess what? I have a new co-host. And I'm going to let her introduce herself.
Hi, everyone. My name is Brianna Gibbons. I am your new co-host. And I am so excited for what we will be discussing, the tidbits of self-care, self-care life moment.
Yes. Self-care your life at hashtag self-care your life moment. Hey, I just wanted to share with you that we have a self-care challenge going on right now being shown on Facebook. This is a Zoom call, so I just want to share with you if you're interested in joining us for our 3-day challenge. It's called the Refreshing Threshing Challenge, and it's all about self-care with Kingdom purpose. So hopefully you'll be able to join us. We are only have 2 more days in the challenge, but if you're thinking about joining us, we would love to have you. And you can go right to Facebook and register. It's being advertised at whatsoeverthings.com, and the whatsoever things has a dash in the middle and it's a .com. It's in green and blue, and you'll see it on the Facebook page. So hopefully you'll visit the site. And right now we know that the site is down because they're doing a lot of different things with this Apple iOS 14 changeover. So our site's not working, but it will be back up. So right now I just want to get into us just sharing a little bit of what we've experienced on our first day of our challenge. So you want to share, Brianna?
Well, what I have learned on the first day, it has been just very just majestic and just so well brought up about self-care and how that affects kingdom people and Christ and the body of Christ. And I just love how, you know, it incorporates the first step, which is repentance, how to forgive yourself, how to come back to God, and how to love on yourself as you love others, but also most importantly, the essential part, loving God first.
Yes, I'm telling you, that is the perfect essence of what she has said about how we feel and what we believe and what our faith base is. And that's what this challenge is all about. It's really taking self-care and doing it unto the kingdom, doing it unto our kingdom purpose. We want to acknowledge that because a lot of people believe that self-care has to be in its worldly fashion, and it doesn't. We do want to take care of ourselves. Yeah, we do want to go out and get our pedicures, our manicures, and our hair done, and get our spa treatments. But there's another side of self-care that we really need to address. And so that is why we are having this 3-day challenge of the Refreshing Threshing. And like I said, if you want to join us, go to whatsoever-things.com on the Facebook site, and you will see the information posted on that page. It is pinned to the top. So you shouldn't have any problem by hitting that sign up button at the bottom, and it will bring you into registering. And yes, it is a paid challenge, so just want to give you a heads up on that. But it's only for $10, so it's not much, but we just want to share what this new framework is for the Refreshing Threshing Challenge. And I believe it's going to help you level up your self-care for kingdom purpose. So hopefully you'll be interested in joining us. The other thing we wanted to share is what, Brianna? What did we want to share about concerning some things that's going on with the world? You know, we've been having a lot of storms, and we've been going through, you know, a lot of people have been going through some hard difficulties. They've lost their homes and everything. So, you know, basically, as we were talking, we wanted to try to say to those people who have lost their homes and been through floods and had their churches burned down, we want to send our prayers out to you and our condolences out to you for anyone that lost someone during that time, because there was a lot of casualties and a lot of loss during this time frame. And I'm telling you guys, you have to pay attention to the signs. You have to really pay attention spiritually as well as, you know, physically. So you wanted to say anything, Brianna, in reference to that?
Yes. My heart sincerely goes out to the people of Germany, of Japan, and South America, just like seeing how, and in Europe too, and just seeing how like all these just warnings, all these signs, all these, you know, everything that it said in Matthew chapter 24, everything that was supposed to come to pass, and it's happening. But also, you know, for the churches being burnt down, you know, like that put a righteous indignation in me, because it's like, you know, how dare you? You wouldn't go burn down a mosque. You wouldn't go burn down a synagogue. You wouldn't go burn down like a you know, a Shinto temple or a Hindu temple or whatever, but you burn down a Christian church that has been there for many decades and possibly centuries. And then the storm that came upon Canada. And disclaimer, I don't want to sound like, oh yeah, they deserve it, but you know, God is not mocked. And seeing like how all these whirlwinds, how all these tornadoes, you know, happening in London, happening, you know, in Spain, the hailstorms happening in Russia, in Italy, and all these Germany. Things, mm-hmm. And in Mexico as well, and just yeah. seeing like how all these things are affecting the lives of the people, whether you are saved or not, it's about to go down. We're already in COVID-19, and it's about to get worse because there's a new variant. There are new variants out here coming and attacking. Mm-hmm. But you know what, people of God, we have to stand together. Mm-hmm. We have to stand together, and we have to stand for the word, even if it is scary, even if it is, you know, just petrifying, mm-hmm. to the point where it's like, I don't want to go out here and try to tell people, I mean, I want to stick to myself and be okay. But you know what? At the end of the day, we have to realize that we are one body, and we have to come together unto Christ, or nothing is going to happen.
Right. I definitely agree with that. You know, we need to be united as one body in Christ. You know, I was reading a word that stated that, you know, we need to have one body, one faith, one vision. And that's why I believe that a lot of us are missing it. And that's why we're doing this podcast, because self-caring is not just in the worldly way. It's also about how we're self-caring unto the kingdom. What are we doing to make sure that we're in a separation mode? Because we, the kingdom people, we have work to do, a lot of it. And we really need to press into that and really start re-examining our lives. Well, anyway, we just wanted to get on here and just touch bases with you and let you know that our podcast is alive. We're going to be having more special guests on in the coming time frame. But we just wanted to share that, you know, we now have a co-host with this, and I can't wait to see what we do and how we go about doing it and bringing on more people and talking about self-care and talking about the spiritual side of that and the unction of what God is trying to prepare us for. So I'm hoping that you guys receive what my co-host Brianna Givens had said and what she's put out there for you guys. And you know what? We pray for everyone out there that's going through a struggle. It's not just also the countries around us, but it is also, you know, people right here at home, right here, our next door neighbors, you know, people in our community. They need just as much support because they've gone through some hardships, losing their jobs, not being able to find another job, or not being sometimes even to help out with their family financials. So I'm just sending out my special prayer to you guys, and I acknowledge you guys, and I pray that, you know, God keeps you under his, you know, wing. I pray that God keeps you within the shadows in his hand, and surrounded and covered, because, you know, by his blood, you know, we're covered. Jesus died on the cross for that reason, to be covered. And you know what? We still got a long way to go. Even though everybody's trying to rush out here in transport land for rapture, I'm not rushing out here, because we got things to do. And you know, if you have something of a community interest that you would like to get on this podcast and share with us, please let us know that. We would love to have you on our show. And when I'm not here, you know, Brianna will be here, and she'll be heading this up, because, you know, I might not be available to always do a podcast, but Brianna would be available to keep you guys, you know, informed on what's going on in the self-care world, and really being about kingdom business. So this is all we had to share with you guys. Our next thing will be, we'll probably be talking about more about self-care, and also what other people are doing to self-care. So do you have a tidbit, Brianna, you want to throw out for self-caring your life, and how, you know, any little tidbit, something simple?
Well, focus on the spiritual man. Focus on the inner man. That is very important, because it's so good that you're healthy on the outside. You work out on the outside, but you also know that if you have the Holy Spirit inside of you, your inner man, it needs to be strengthened as well. It needs to work out as well. It needs to eat healthy food as well. And that is the Word of God. That is the daily scriptures. Because as it says in the Word, that is our daily bread. And it is our daily bread to keep us away from being tempted, to keep us away from harm, to keep us out from the hands of evil, and for us to be equipped for spiritual warfare as well. So that is a little tidbit for me to you guys about self-care.
Awesome. That's really awesome. And that's really cool. And you know what? Sometimes we're going to have to look inward to realize what we need to do better outward. All right, guys. Well, this ends our program for tonight, and hopefully you'll enjoy it. Like I said, if you have anything you want to share in the self-care world, anything that you want to share as far as even your business, if you want to share that also, if you're dealing with self-care, because we are in the business of self-care, and we would love to hear from you. So we're going to be signing off, and we just want to say, take care, you self-care socials, and we'll be back on the next go round right here at #SelfCareYourLife Moment.
Bye.